Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all tell the people them, no?
Welcome to God in the Midst Christian Fellowship Ministry. Our host is Apostle Barbara Kizzy. Thank you for joining us tonight. Our lines will be open, so you can call 619-639-4733 with your comments, questions, or prayer requests. Again, our number is 619-639-4733. And God bless to everyone who called in and everyone in the chat room. God in the Midst, otherwise known as GITM or GITM, is an apostolic ministry whose charge is to help encourage, edify, and equip the people of God who are called to home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries. For those of you who are joining us for the first time, home or house church usually have 20 people or less. Small churches are up to 100 adults, and parachurch ministries could be Bible studies, prayer groups, men or women's ministries that are not churches in and of themselves, but walk alongside the church. We are featuring one home, small, or parachurch ministry each month by interviewing them. We hope that as you hear them tell their personal testimonies, share their history, their current activities, their future vision, and preach the word of God, the Lord will confirm what he has placed on your heart. It may encourage you to step out boldly. It may even catapult you to the next dimension in the Lord and ministry.
Y'all tell the people that, no?
Hallelujah. Glory to God. We welcome each and every one of you tonight to the Get 'em God in the Midst radio broadcast.
Today is the fifth broadcast of the Wives Mothers Month. The host of this Get 'em radio broadcast is Apostle Barbara Kizzy. She's currently out of town, and she asked me would I host the program for her tonight. My name is Pastor Helen Price of Memphis Covenant Faith. Apostle Kizzy, I'm so honored that you would ask me to do so. Tonight we have two very special guests who are truly wise mothers, and they are also friends. We have with us tonight Mecca Baker and Lachelle Prude, Sister Mecca Baker and Sister Lachelle Prude. These are two sheroes in the faith. These are two dynamic Proverbs 31 virtuous mothers and precious women of God. They will share their awesome testimonies of their walk in Jesus Christ, of their family dynamics, tips on balancing motherhood and their careers. And also, maybe they will share with us some recipes and time-saving tips. Today, as we began, and we're going to read a passage of Scripture from Proverbs 31, verse 10 through 31, from the New Living Translation, and then we will give a short word of prayer. In Proverbs 31, starting with verse 10, it talks about a virtuous woman. She's a wife of noble character. Verse 10 says, "Who can find a virtuous and capable wife? She is more precious than rubies." And then it begins to talk about the trustworthiness of this virtuous woman. Verse 11 says, "Her husband can trust her, and she will greatly enrich his life. She brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life." Then we find out she's a working woman. Verse 13 says, "She finds wool and flax and busily spins it. She is like a merchant's ship, bringing her food from afar. She gets up before dawn to prepare breakfast for her household and plan the day's work for her servant girls." We found out that she's also a businesswoman. Verse 16 says, "She goes to inspect a field and buys it. With her earnings, she plants a vineyard. She's energetic and strong, a hard worker. She makes sure her dealings are profitable. Her lamp burns late into the night. Her hands are busy spinning thread, her fingers twisting fiber. She extends a helping hand to the poor and opens her arms to the needy. She has no fear of winter for her household, for everyone has warm clothes. She makes her own bedspreads. She dresses in fine linen and purple gowns. Her husband is well known at the city gates, where he sits with the other civic leaders. She makes belted linen garments and sashes to sell to the merchants. She is clothed with strength and dignity, and she laughs without fear of the future. When she speaks, her words are wise, and she gives instructions with kindness. She carefully watches everything in her household and suffers nothing from laziness. Her children stand and bless her. They call her blessed. Her husband praises her. There are many virtuous and capable women in the world, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceitful and beauty does not last, but a woman who fears the Lord will be greatly praised. Reward her for all she has done. Let her deeds publicly declare her praise." Let us pray, please. Dear kind Heavenly Father, as we come this night and as we come, Lord God, to honor and to celebrate two precious wise mothers, Lord God, Sister Mecca and Sister Lachelle, Lord God, as we come this night, Lord God, we thank you for these precious women of God. We come this night and thank you, Lord God, that we're looking unto you to minister in and through them tonight. And, Lord God, that even those who may listen, not only now but at a later date, even maybe years from now, may be encouraged by their words, especially mothers. We know, Lord God, that the woman that was described in Proverbs 31 seems like a superwoman, Lord God. And we thank you for her, Lord God. You've called each of us mothers in our own way to be those superwomen in our own households, Lord God. And so we thank you for these sheroes, these precious, virtuous women of God, these dynamic women of God who are here today, and we ask your blessings upon them as they share their testimony and their family dynamics, Lord God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And even their friendship, Father God, for it takes a blessing to be a friend and a true friend one to another. And so we thank you tonight, and we ask your blessings upon every aspect of this service. We commit it to you, Lord God, for without you we cannot do anything, Lord God. And precious Holy Spirit, have your way. Move as only you can do, and we give you glory in advance. We give you much praise. We give you much honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So we welcome you tonight, Sister Mecca and Sister Lachelle. I think they're getting ready to take you off of the mute right now. Glory to God. And we thank God tonight for Sister Joy Price, who is our engineer tonight. And so, Sister Mecca, are you there?
Sister Mecca? I'm here.
All right. And Sister Lachelle, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, glory to God. And make sure, you guys, that you talk up a little bit for me so I can hear you real good, okay? That I can hear you really good. And I thank God for the both of you all. Now, I'm going to start first with Sister Mecca. And Sister Mecca, as I come this night and thank God for you, I'm going to ask both of you basically the same questions. So, Sister Mecca, please tell us a little bit about your life. When you received Christ, and when did you begin to walk close with him? Tell us a little bit about your marriage, your children, your education, and the type of work that you do. And then also tell us what one of your favorite scriptures are. And I'll give that in to you. Sister Mecca, we welcome you tonight, and we're so honored that you are on the program tonight. Let the Lord use you.
All right, thank you. I thank you for just inviting me to the program to be here on this day, and I pray that all can be encouraged by my words. So I am, I received Christ at the age of 16. My family, you know, we've gone to church for most of my life, but it wasn't until I was 16 years old and I was living with my aunt at the time, and I started going to her church, and I don't know a whole lot of the specifics. I just remember sitting in service and sitting there and realizing that I needed to accept Christ in my life. And I did it on my own, and I just walked up to the front and acknowledged my salvation on that day. And on the same day, I committed to being baptized. So I was baptized within that month, as well as and so it was that same day that I also received the Holy Spirit. So, you know, because of my extended family, I had always known the Holy Spirit. I had, you know, I was well aware of the importance of having Christ in your life and what it all meant. But it was on that day that I had accepted Christ. And also, you know, God saw fit for me to receive the Holy Spirit on that day. But I will admit that, you know, when I accepted Christ at the age of 16, I wasn't quite as ready as I thought I was. So it really wasn't until college where I was really surrounded by friends who were really what I'm going to describe as being truly, truly sold out for Christ, that I was able to see people that were actually my age that were truly, truly living a life of faith. And even, you know, I went to the Missouri University of Science and Technology, so I and most of my friends were studying engineering. And in that, you have to be diligent, and you just have to trust that there are things you can and can't do, and just trust God to get you through each and every day. And all of us, God saw fit to surround me with a group of friends that were living sold out for him, trusting him to get through school at that time. And so I was able to witness and experience for myself just what it means to truly, truly trust him. Even though things were hard, my home, my family was going through a lot of different things, but all I could do was trust him. So it was things that I learned at home before I went to school, but it was really the things that I was able to witness through my friends, like Lachelle and her husband, Juan, who I've known Lachelle's husband since we were in like the third grade. So it's truly an interesting story of our friendship. But it was in college that I really became, had made up my mind that God is it. You know, I need him and I have to trust him, and that's the only way I'm going to get through not only school, but get through my job. And if I told the whole story of my life, all I can say is it was God's favor and his grace. And one of the things that one of our friends always says to us is she'll say, favor ain't fair. And it's not. God's favor is not fair. And he gave us opportunities to a lot of different things. So when I graduated from Missouri University of Science and Technology with I finished my master's in engineering management. And I got my first job, and I didn't understand why, but I got my first job in Columbia, Missouri, working at a food and beverage manufacturing plant, which is where I really wanted to be. And I went and I went to Columbia from St. Louis, and before I even arrived back in St. Louis, I was offered that job. Didn't understand why, but and all I know, and I can tell you many, many examples where I can look back and say it's just God's favor in that situation, because I was just graduating from college, not really confident what I wanted to do, but I knew I wanted to work in the food and beverage industry, and he gave me that opportunity to do so. Currently, I have been married to my husband, Dr. Sean Baker, for we just celebrated our 9th anniversary. We have two children. Lydia, our daughter, is 7 now, and our son, Sean Jr., is 4, and we reside in St. Louis. I work outside of the home. I am a global operations services manager for an animal feed ingredient company, and just in my work, I talk about God's favor, but even the way I got the job that I have today and the way things have truly progressed, whether it be, you know, financially or in the opportunity that I've had in my career, it is just really, really, whenever I look back and I go, well, how did I get to do that? And it's like, well, you know, God is at work, and he's truly, truly working and operating in my life. And his favor is not fair, and no one else has to understand it. But just know that as long as I trust him, he will always do it. That's all I have to do. It may not always be easy, but I just know that he'll always take care of the things that I need. And that brings me to, you asked me what my favorite song was. Actually, my favorite song is Trusting You by Anthony Brown, which, you know, anytime I hear that song, or anytime, you know, I'm feeling it, that song, then I'm feeling low or whatnot, I just, that song tends to come to mind, and I just have to sing it and go, oh, I trust in you, Lord. And it could be worse. Things could really be worse. But as long as I trust in the Lord, it will be all right. And my favorite scripture is Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 through 34. And that scripture has been blessing me for a very, very long time. From childhood all the way up, I struggle with depression. And I tend to worry about certain things. And so I always, no matter what's going on, when I start to really feel low, you know, if I hear that song or if I go to a scripture, I just remind myself, it just says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. But that's not the right scripture either. It just says, I do that one. And then, but then the Matthew is to do not worry about your life, what you will eat, what you drink, what you have on. Your life is more than a sparrow. And I just remind myself, I don't have to worry. I just need to focus on what's going on today and let God take care of the rest.
Oh, how awesome is that? What an awesome testimony. What a great and awesome testimony. I'm going to have to go back also, and sometimes I'm a little bit behind on certain songs, but you said that the song was by Anthony who now?
Anthony Brown.
Anthony Brown. Now, you know, my children will probably say, now, Mama, you ought to know who Anthony Brown is. So I have to go look for Anthony Brown. And your favorite song is what now?
That's my favorite song. It's called Trust in You by the Anthony Brown group. I think it's Anthony.
All
it might
right.
be Anthony Brown.
And Joy is writing that down for me right now. Anthony Brown. Lord, I'm going to go and look that up. That was just simply awesome. Now, what I'm going to do next, because we're going to come back to you, Mecca, in just a few minutes, but right now I'm going to go next to Sister Lachelle. And Sister Lachelle, as I asked for Sister Mecca, please tell us about your life. When you received Christ, when did you begin to walk close with him? Tell us about your marriage, your children, your education, and the type of work that you do. Tell us us what your favorite scripture and your favorite song is. That's an, I didn't even ask for your favorite song, Sister Mecca, but I think I want to learn some things tonight. So tell us what your favorite scripture is, Sister Lachelle, and your favorite song. And then, Mecca, I'm going to come back to you, Sister Mecca, in just a few moments. Sister Lachelle?
Hello. Yeah, this is Sister Lachelle. First, I just want to say thank you to you, Pastor Price, for this opportunity, and as well to Apostle Kizzy in her absence. And hi, Mecca, my sister, and to everyone out there in the listening audience. Just tell you a little bit about myself. I received Christ at the age of 12, and it was at a vacation Bible study. Just from all the teachings throughout the week, at the end of the week, they asked, you know, do you want to accept Christ your Savior? And from all the facts that had been presented, the stories, different Bible stories, it just made sense that, you know, we're not perfect. And if he died for us and we can accept him, and he'll help us, you know, come into our lives and help us to live right. That just seemed like it made sense. So, and I also was baptized that following week or so at my church. So that's kind of how I got started with the Lord. And, you know, I was raised going to church every Sunday, reading my Bible. I did do that as, you know, as a young child. But again, like Mecca said, it was really, and once I got to college, where I really got to know the Lord in a different manner. So where I really reached out to him, it was a point when I was just really a little frustrated. And I was actually in a Bible study, and something was said. They were saying, you just got to, one of my friends said, hey, you just got to praise God even though it hurts. And it got me so upset, I left the Bible study, went home, and just talked to God. And from then on, I just said, God, really, I just need to know you, you know, who you are for you. And I just really dug into my word, and he just began to reveal himself, you know, so strong. And so just the environment in college, it really actually propelled us, you know, into knowing him more. Where, you know, sometimes we all have struggles within college, but it was a place where we, like, when we found God, you know, him better, we were, there was so much encouragement and support from other students. So it was just a wonderful experience, college experience, I would say. And so during college, I'll have to kind of go back and forth. So I did, I married my college sweetheart, and we'll have been married, it'll be 19 years in December of 2019 that we'll have been married. So we did get married in college and started having a family in college. So, and it was during, when I was pregnant with my second child, in college, still in college, and I only took off one semester to have my second because she was due in, I think, January, February, and I didn't want to, you know, have that time off because I didn't want to get lost. So that's the only semester that I took off was when I had her. But during that time, during a prayer that our we had choir and Bible study that Mecca and I were both active in, and during one of those services, I was filled with the Holy Spirit. So that just really just opened up my understanding to the Lord, and it was just awesome experience as far as that goes. And so, yeah, we're at University of Missouri Rolla, which is now in Missouri School of Science and Technology, University of Science and Technology. But my degree is in chemical engineering. And so I have a bachelor's in that. And so when I graduated from college, I was pregnant with my third child. So I walked across the stage with, I don't know, I may have been 4 or 5 months that I was pregnant. So
glory to God.
But we were blessed. Hello?
I'm
we were very blessed during that experience. We had a lot of support. And that in itself is a testimony to have gone through engineering school and to be raising a family. But the Lord just showed himself strong and blessed myself and my husband and my family. And so current day, I have 10 children. So we started young and they just kept coming. And my husband is Dr. DeJuan Prude. I didn't mention that. And let's see, we did have the pleasure of, well, he married Mecca and her husband. They had a beautiful beach wedding, and so my husband conducted the service, and I was the matron of honor, so that was an honor.
Hallelujah.
There. So we have quite a bit of history together. But I actually never did go into the workforce once after college. I decided to stay at home because I had no children already, and just being in school, you know, I had to take them to daycare. I did in-home daycare, things of that nature. So I said, well, I'll just spend some years with them while they're young, so I don't, you know, miss those moments. And so started on that path and then decided to homeschool. So when I homeschooled them for quite up until the last couple of years recently, but they were homeschooled. And that was a blessing. I did get, you know, a lot of slack initially for people saying, you have an engineering degree and you're not using it. But I knew what I wanted to do, and I always knew that I could, you know, jump back in if I needed to. So that's kind of how that went. So that's pretty much that I have. So I have 10. And the most recent thing that has kind of strengthened my walk with the Lord is that my oldest child, which was our firstborn that we had in college, and she passed away just a little bit over 2 years ago. And so that's been quite an adjustment. So I still say I have 10 because I have 9 here, and I feel like I'm mothering, you know, one that's in heaven, so I can't just exclude her from the story, because she's been there the longest, and the Lord has blessed me, so I have one on the way also. So he's just really been blessing my womb, I'll say. So that's that. And so currently I do have a business that I do from home that allows me to bring in substantial income, which I like that, and I don't have to worry about any products, because I feel like my hands are already full managing my home with my children and everything. But I'm a certified dream maker, and I'm able to help people achieve their dreams, whether it's the mom that's like myself that's at home looking to earn some extra money, or whether it's, you know, finding the business person, or someone that's in ministry that's looking to add another stream of income to what they do or expand, so that they can reach more people globally. And so I get to do that through the world of travel. And so that's what I do part-time right now, as well as still managing my children who are all active in school and on like that. And so that's all I'll say about that. But my favorite, I don't have a favorite scripture because there's so many scriptures that I go to for different reasons, but I will share one that I learned from my mother-in-law, and it is Luke 12:2, and she told me that one time, if you ever lose anything, just say Luke 12:2, and Luke 12 and 2 says,
that's one of my favorites too.
Covered that shall not be revealed, neither hid that shall not be known. So anytime anything gets lost, it's like you just say Luke 12:2. Once you read it, you know scripture, you can just literally say the address of the verse, Luke 12:2, and then just forget about it, go on your way, and somehow, some way, you always find it. And so I just love that scripture because it just shows the faithfulness of God's word. And so I just try to, you know, apply that to every other word that's in that great book, that he'll answer just like he said that he would. So that's one of my favorite scriptures. And then I have different songs, but one song that I love is Fred Hammond and the live version of his song, Blessed. I'm blessed in the city, blessed in the fields, blessed with a come, one to go. So I really love that song. And another song is maybe Jason Nelson's song, Forever. when it's just God saying that, you know, he loves you forever, and forever is a long time. So I listen to that one when I just need encouragement to know that, you know, whatever's going on, he's there, and he will always be there. So that's it.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Sister Lachelle, that's such a blessing. One of my favorite scriptures also is Luke 12, 2 and 3. And in fact, I just probably said that today to one of my daughters because she lost something and she couldn't find it. And I always said Luke 12, 2 and 3, let nothing be hid that's not uncovered. Let nothing be covered that's not quickly made known. And I thank God for the wonderful testimony that you gave. That's just an awesome testimony. One of the reasons that both of you are like sheroes to me is that you're also working. You're working in business, you and your business, and Sister Mecca is working on her job. You all have gone on and gone to school and married and are still and walking close to the Lord, giving him the honor, giving him the glory. I thank God for the both of you all. And I think my daughter wrote down, you wrote down Jason Nelson. I've never heard of him, so I gotta what's you and what was your favorite song with him? Forever, you said? Sister Lachelle,
yes,
what's the
forever.
Song you like by Jason? Forever. So I'll have to look that one up. I always loved when the Sister Mecca and I are cousins, and I thank God for her. And our grandmother, Lula Martin, she would always be contemporary and want to know some things of what the young people liked and what they didn't like. And as I get just a little bit older, some things I'm not, you know, my children say, you don't know who that is, Mama. I know who Fred Hammond is, but I didn't know who the two, the Anthony Brown nor Jason Nelson, but I'll become acquainted after I get off the program. I'll go look it up. So I thank God for both of your testimonies and of the wonderful, awesome things that God is doing and has done in both of your lives. And one of the things that another reason why I was thanking God for both of you all being on the program is that here you have one couple who has two children. The other you all have, and we include Amethyst too, is that you're now on having your 11th child. And one of the things that sometimes when there are people who will, I have eight children. And I can remember when I first went to the church where I visited at, and the lady looked at me and said, how many children do you have? And I said, I have six at that time. I had two later on. But she said, didn't you have no more sense than to have all those children? And it really hurt my feelings. And I said, why would she tell me this, especially somebody from church? But I understood that there are some people who don't know that the fruit of the womb is his reward. That's God's reward to us. He said it. The fruit of the womb. My last child, Joy, last child before Amber, Joy, the Lord says she is my child of promise. I had six children to go to be with the Lord. And when my children had passed away, the Lord said, I promise you, Helen, I'm going to give you a child named Joy Keisha Price. And sure enough, even though it was about 90 years later after he told it to me, I had her. And then he told me he was giving me a reward. The fruit of the womb is his reward. And he said, and Amber is my reward to you. So I thank you, ladies, so much for the wonderful testimonies of even working with having a working job and then also raising your family and then having businesses that you can still be at home with your children. And I thank God for that. One little thing I wanted to say as I go to the next section, I can remember when I was a little girl, and Mom and Dad worked all the time. I never knew anything about being poor because they always provided for us in such a great and awesome way. One of the things, though, I kind of missed Mom a little bit. So I asked God when I was a little girl, I said, Lord, let me be home with my children. So when I got up and had my children, I was able to be there at home. Even though Mom was basically, she always take care of us and took care of us very, very good, her and Dad. So I thank God. But I had an opportunity. I also saw something that my children didn't quite appreciate as much as I thought they would with me being home. I tell you, you don't miss stuff if you never had it. So, but even though I was there and we ate dinner together, we always ate dinner together, we always ate breakfast and lunch when they were home, all of us as a family together. So it was a great blessing to be able to be at home with my children. But I also understand that we have working women. We have women in business that are still raising their families. So I salute both of you all. I salute you, Sister Mecca. I salute you even now, Sister Lachelle, and honor you all again as wise mothers. Now, here's the next question I wanted to ask you all. Mecca and Sister Mecca and Sister Lachelle, tell us about your friendship. And you've already kind of told us about it, but in your own way, tell us about your friendship and when it began and why it continues. Because it's something to start off. I don't know if my good friend is on the phone tonight. She may or may not be, but I have a good friend named Sister Treva Keller. We met in college also, and we've been friends now for 40 years, maybe a little bit over 40 years. And when God is in, she's Christian, and when God is in something, that friendship will last, even throughout the years. So tell us a little bit about your friendship. I'll let you all decide who's going to go first. Either you, Sister Mecca, or Sister Lachelle, which one of you want to go first?
Mecca.
Are you all still there?
I'm here.
I'll let Lachelle go first.
It seems like it's been forever that we've been friends, so I know we met in college, so she knew my husband, you know, from growing up, but I met her in college, and I just know we were in a lot of the same activities. So even in college, we had a gospel choir called Voices of Inspiration, and we also had a Monday night Bible study, and those were just these faithful students that would go and attend, and so we did a lot together. We also started a prayer. One night we had prayer. And then we would even do like a little lunchtime prayer sometimes. So we did a lot of things together. And it seems like it was Mecca and myself and maybe one of our other friends. But I think somehow I don't know why we were there, but it was something about we were in a small town going to school, mind you, Rolla, Missouri. And Walmart was the big thing there in Rolla. So I never knew Walmart had a clearance aisle. I don't know whose idea it was, but for some reason, we were in the clearance aisle at Walmart, which I didn't even know existed. And that's where the bond started. And so it was always a highlight to go to Walmart and see what was on clearance. Like, oh my gosh, they have this on clearance, this markdown, such and such. And we would just go and share stories. So that's really where it's the bond started. There's some girls, you know, just, you know, going shopping and find these clearance deals. But from there, I mean, yeah, we have many stories, and our friendship is one that I don't have any sisters. She has, you know, a lot more siblings than I do, sisters and brothers. But she is my friend, but she's more like a sister to me. And her family has also, you know, they accept me as a sister. As well, so that's a bond. But we've always, since knowing each other, we would go to each other, pray. If one of us, you know, needed prayer about something, we would, you know, open up and share. Hey, can you pray for me? It was no problem. Yeah, I'll pray for you. You know, no, whatever it was, didn't matter. And to this day, we still have that same love, and we'll share ideas. And I was actually thinking back to. I was pregnant with my third, and my husband and I were changing apartments because we need to get a bigger, you know, a place with another room. And I just remember it was like really quick where we got the notice, like, okay, this place opened up, you can move. And it was just down the street. But, you know, we still had, you know, furniture and just packing up odds and ends. You got to get moved. And she came over, and I just remember being like big as a house, I felt like. And I'm trying to, you know, pack. And so, you know, we had different guys that were there doing the big furniture. But there's still all, you know, all this little stuff. We're in school still, mind you. School still is going on, tests and things like that. But I started, you know, doing some moving. And she just said, Lachelle, she's like, how about you sit down and you just take care of this box right here? And it was something I could just sit down and do. And she just started, you know, like a woman would, she just went and started, you know, taking care of the dishes and putting them in, doing things that, you know, would make it a little easier on me since I was, you know, so far along. And I remember that. And then I was thinking about that recently, that just coming full circle, the day that my daughter passed, she was one of the first, once she passed, she was one of the first ones to show up to the hospital. And it was, you know, once that we got the, you know, they came in and said, basically, we need you out of the room because we need the room for other patients. And so we had to get out of there. And so we were just trying to gather because there was so, we had got, received so much love during that. She was in there for maybe 2 weeks. And, I mean, the room was just filled with cards, balloons, flowers, gigantic size cards, poster boards, just all kind of things. People just showing their love and support. And so we were just trying to get those few things, you know, those, well, was a lot of things. But it just kind of hit me that, you know, like, this is it. You know, they were getting ready to take her away. And the same thing happened where I just started to break down. And I said, you know, what am I going to do with all this stuff? It was him. He's like, I'm left with this stuff. You know, my daughter's gone. And she said, well, it is just in a soft, simple voice. She said, Lachelle, she said, don't worry about that, about that right now. And again, she just went to helping me to pack the things up. So I said, wow, this really comes full circle. But that's the kind of person that she is. She's very giving. If she can help you, she will. And she's the one that knows how to get things done. She's loved by her own family. She's very creative, but I love her for so many reasons. But those are a few things about our friendship that I'll share.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. That brings tears to your eyes. I thank God for you sharing. Sister Mecca?
Let's see. So I guess it is my turn. I would say, because Lachelle did mention that we were in, so I actually started college the year before Lachelle. So she came afterwards. And I remember her saying, it was after we become friends, and she said, you know, I didn't think you liked me when I when I started here. And it's like, well, you know, that's not so much it. But I would probably say through so many connections through the organizations that we were in, I was drawn to Lachelle for some reason. And I don't know if she, it was because she was one of the few people that, because I tend to be more introverted and I tend to come to places and get what I need and then leave. But she was you know, she was one to talk to me, and we talked about all different things. And then, you know, we have another one of our friends, and you would think we're just three very different personalities. And, yes, it's through the bonding of, you know, our late-night trips to Walmart, some very intense prayer sessions. And it's probably the thing, and I won't say it's that thing, but something that got placed on Lachelle was to do, she started, you know, she had a heart for just women and to just minister to women in general. And so she had a vision to start the group Divas, and she brought that up. It was like, oh, yeah, that's a good idea. So there we were, you know, supporting Lachelle in her vision to to do a Christian women's group called the Divas, and just being there to support her through that. And by then we had pretty well established a really good foundational friendship. But it's just, I mean, it was one of those friendships that seemed so natural to me that I can't really even kind of tell you any other nuts and bolts of it. It was just kind of like, oh, we just interacted and we talked and we just opened up about a lot of different things. And we just kind of naturally evolved to, you know, what it is today. And I couldn't ask for a better friend. She's so supportive. She's so loving. And even though we think very, very differently, it's always fun to, Lachelle always seems to be very quiet, but she's really not. she has a really, really strong voice. Though it may be soft, it is very strong, and her words are always very encouraging, very enlightening. And so that's always been kind of her. It's always a surprise, though, because you don't really, she has a really soft tone to her voice. But if you, you know, when you listen to her actual words, they're very strong words. And I love that about her. and just watching her just and her husband I've known for a really long time, as she mentioned. And so maybe that's probably what started it. I was like, she was kind of crazy to be dating this crazy man. But that just helped me to see the kind of person that God made her to be. And, you know, God places the right people in the right people in lives as husband and wife. And I can see, you know, as I watched their relationship, even in college, you know, I could see how right she was for him. And that's the best way I can say. And so that just made me love her more because I knew him, you know, I'd known her husband since the third grade. So it was like, man, gosh, I could not have picked a perfect woman for this guy. So, and it's amazing just kind of that helped me to really know her because I knew him. So that's an interesting, you know, triangle, but it is still just, I tend to be more introverted when you have someone who draws the best out of you just through conversations and just gives you an opportunity to open up to them. And that was Lachelle. You know, she's a talker. She'll talk to me and ask me different questions and different things. And even when I told her about things that I hadn't really told anybody else, she just encouraged me in those conversations. And so, and I really appreciated that because sometimes it would be just her and I just sitting talking. And I remember one time telling her something and I thought, you know, she's going to take this negatively because I knew her thoughts about some things. And she didn't. She just, you know, continued to love me and encourage me and just reminded me that God gets me through. And remind me how God works through that conversation. So that's one conversation I remember. I remember the moving. I don't remember all the details, but it's kind of, you know, if I can help, I know for us, it's a little more of a challenge now, but wherever I you know, whenever I can help, I really do try. And I remember just being there and watching God's strength with the passing away of her daughter, just watching how God was really working and just listening to her words. And I'm just glad that I could be a witness to the testimony that God has given her and how it's going to be interesting how he's going to use that for years to come. And so I just, you know, really appreciate her friendship and her family just, you know, becoming a part of my family and my family becoming a part of her family over the course of all these years.
Glory to God. That is just absolutely wonderful. Your friendship, that's a great and true blessing. I thank God so much for both of you all. Now, we're almost coming down to the end. We have two more different sections that I'm going to ask you tonight. And as we begin to do those sections, we're going to open up the lines after these next two sections. You know, take your time when I ask you the both of them, but we want to be able to let people begin to get into the queue tonight. So if you want to be able to say something to these two dynamic, wonderful women of God, and you want either to say something to them or encourage their heart, press your number one key. And when we finish talking with them, we still got two more sections now, so it might be a little bit of a wait. But if you want to still stay on the line, Pastor Mom is going to be first. But we're going to ask them two more questions that we need to ask each of them. And then we'll get on and open the lines and come right on in. Now, the next part I want to ask for each one of you all is please tell us some of your child raising and daily food preparation. Sometimes the world calls them hacks, H-A-C-K-S, something that, you know, you do or some kind of tips that you have, things that make it easier for you each day. As I began to do that, I can remember that it was easier for me when I had six children when I was raising my sixth, and when I had Joy and Amber individually. Because when you have six children, you got to do something. When you're raising more than one child at one time, you have to do something to set things in order, or when you're working or when you have a business. One of the things I saw that was so great for me when I was raising my children was we had a deep freezer. And that way I could get food and have, you know, meals that were, I could plan out my meals for each meal and make sure that I could be able to, you know, to plan them out. Now tell us, and I'll start again with you, Sister Mecca, tell us a little bit about some of your child raising and daily food preparation tips and things that make it easier for you each day in balancing having a family and also working. Glory to God.
I would probably say some of the things that I think about is trying to keep. So I make very complex meals on Sunday. And that's probably the only day I have time to do the full home cooked meal. So I leave that for Sunday. And the rest of the week, because my family tends not to do leftovers very well, that's a different problem. But I prefer to do easy meals that they'll actually eat. So things like jambalaya, things like tacos. And I like tacos because you can make, you know, tacos that the kids will like with the shell, or you can make a taco salad with no shell, which is a little bit healthier it is healthier, but if I'm looking for a lighter meal with less calories or less carbs, then I could just have a taco salad. And so those are some things that I think of, try to think of meals that I can make and balance out being healthy choices, but something that's really easy, because for us, my schedule and my husband's schedule, we actually don't have a whole lot of time between the time we get home from work and the time the kids need to go to bed. So we have to mix a lot and then cook things that I don't have to necessarily be hands-on with for an hour every day. Some quick hacks I would probably say, and some things that I like that are easy, really easy recipes are homemade chicken fingers. I found a recipe for homemade chicken fingers that doesn't require buttermilk, because I don't keep buttermilk in my freezer, but there's a recipe that requires just I use fresh lemon juice and milk, and you can just soak the chicken breast in that, and then you can throw it in some, soak it for like 30 minutes to an hour, and then throw it in some flour and fry it up real fast, and it's quick, it's easy, and the kids love it. And, you know, making it homemade, you know exactly what's in it. It's less sodium. And my son, who doesn't eat a lot of things, it's something that mm-hmm. I know that he'll enjoy. And the other thing is smoothies. So if you're want your kids to, if you have, like my son, like I said, he doesn't eat a lot of things, so it's very difficult to get him to eat vegetables. But if you tell him you're making a smoothie, he'll go get the spinach. So,
wow.
If you're looking for ways to get your kids to get that vegetable, the necessary serving of at least one or two servings of vegetables, just make a quick smoothie. You can I use frozen fruit and fresh fruit, and then I use fresh vegetables in the smoothie. And I try to not add any ice. I just add some apple juice. But, you know, that gives him his serving of vegetable. And I know that it's something that he will actually drink and help me make with vegetables.
Oh, that's great.
That's all I had. I think that answered both your questions.
Oh, yes. I was still listening. Oh, that's great. That's awesome. I listened very, very carefully. I'm glad that this program is being taped and it will be on the archive, and we can go back and we can listen to those recipes. I like that chicken finger recipe and the smoothies with the spinach in it. That's great. That's just awesome. Just awesome. Now, Sister Lachelle, tell us a little bit about yours, about what you do and some of your child raising and daily food preparation hacks that make it easier for you each day.
So I have, you know, several people, and there's always little ones that may be running around. There's older ones, you know, trying to study or doing different things. So we try to encourage if they, you know, have a chore, maybe, you know, one of the older ones can partner with the younger ones. You know, always the younger ones may have, like, just a simple task. You have to be very specific. You can't just say, you know, clean up this area. You know, that's too general. But you can say, okay, your job is to pick up all of the socks or something very simple that the little ones can do. And then, you know, the older ones do different things. I know I've been married almost 19 years, so it's just been a journey of growth. But I, you know, started out, I cooked everything from scratch because that's just how my mom was the greatest cook. And so I was used to cooking like that, and so I did. But it got to a point where, I, you know, if I was ever pregnant and nursing, then I would be in the middle of cooking a meal, and the baby would start crying, and, you know, I had to feed the baby. And so at some point I had to, you know, teach my older children, you know, how to, even if it's just to boil spaghetti on the stove, you know, something simple. So sometimes it would just be buying frozen meals that, like a frozen lasagna. So it's somewhat homemade taste, but it's not. But just little things like that. But just getting the older ones involved to do something. And, you know, I'm trying to teach a lot of, you know, teamwork. It's a team, so everybody does some part of the job. It helps us as a whole. It just makes it flow much easier. So that's some things. Oh, recipes. Now, I'll say, like, some days it may just be a big pot of soup that can last, you know, all day. Because, again, we're busy. I have just even the dynamics are so on the go as well. My children are all in, you know, different activities. They're playing sports. They're on different sports teams. So it's always, you know, kind of like a hustle and bustle there. And so it might be like, which I think the other day we did kale and sausage. So, you know, some bags of kale, some chicken sausage, maybe throw in some tomatoes. If sometimes we'll eat it like that with something else, or if we want to make it, you know, a big pot of soup, then we'll add some chicken broth and maybe some other vegetables. Just try to sneak it in. And I've just learned you can really eat, you know, some healthy meals. It's just a key of, you know, add the right seasonings. And, they, you know, really they don't really know any differences. It's like, oh, this tastes good because, you know, it's seasoned well and, you know, it can still be healthy that way. But I know I like to think of the times where maybe for some reason we were down to one car and we were want to make cookies and maybe we were out of butter. And so finally, so, okay, we've got to make this, we're going to make these cookies. And so we look up, okay, well, you can use substitute oil in some ratio instead of butter. Or if we're out of eggs, you can substitute, you know, applesauce depending on what you're making. So just different little things like that to where there was always a ram in the bush, so to speak. It's like, you know, if you have, you know, there's a way to get around it. Just work, you know, with whatever you have, it'll always be enough. So I don't know if that helps.
Oh, that's great. I mean, both of those, I mean, that's a great, great blessing. It's just a blessing. And I believe that there will be someone, and I'm already blessed by what you all are saying, and I pray that it is a great blessing for somebody that may be listening. Because sometimes when, especially when I was raising my children, I didn't have a lot of, you know, where I could, you know, hear somebody saying, of course, I had my mom as my example and other family members, and one of my cousins, Margaret, would tell me about certain things to do and helping to raise the children. And so I thank God for both of you all. Now let's go to our last part of this before we open up the lines. The last thing I wanted to ask you was, would each one of you please give a word of encouragement to mothers and future mothers who are listening? And then I want each of you, after you give your word of encouragement, to say a prayer for the mothers or ones that are listening today to encourage their heart. Glory to God. Again, I'll start with you, Sister Mecca, and then come to Sister Lachelle. Sister Mecca, would you give us a word of encouragement to mothers, future mothers who are listening, and a word of prayer?
Okay. So the words of encouragement that come to my mind right now is your health, your personal health is as important as the health and wealth of your family. So make sure that you are taking care of yourself, whether it's making sure you're eating the right foods,
making sure you're taking a little bit of time out to exercise, even if it's 10 to 15 minutes a day, making sure you're taking a few minutes out to just pray and get your personal time with God. Doing those things for you will help to help you be prepared for what's to come from the others that you take care of. It's your children, it's your husband, or if it's, you know, if you're working outside the home, you know, really making sure that you remind yourself to take care of you at some point in the day. You know, don't forget about yourself. I'll go into my written distrust and know that if you trust God, then he'll let everything work itself out. And he'll let everything will always work out according to his plan. And even in situations that don't go as you think they should, you'll look back and say, oh, that's why, you know, that happened, and that's why I needed to experience that. Whether it be for you or growth of your family or just for you to be able to encourage someone else about that situation. Just trust him every single day and know that he's got it all under control. So I'll say a prayer. Lord, I thank you for everyone who is listening in. I thank you for Apostle Kizzy, who had the vision for this program and the things that you have placed in her heart. And I thank you, Lord, for Helen, who saw fit to invite Michelle and I to be here today. And I pray, oh Lord, that anyone who is under the sound of our voice is just filled with your love, and that they know and acknowledge that their value doesn't sit in anything that they have physically, but it sits in you, Lord. Only you can place a value on us, and we must trust you each and every day for all that we are going through and all that we experience, and that we continue to trust that the path that you are leading us down is the path that we are to go down. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Sister Lachelle?
Okay, I would just say to young mothers, whatever stage you're in, just enjoy the journey of motherhood. None of it lasts forever. In the younger stages when they're, you know, they're busy and active, you know, we always say terrific twos. We don't say terrible twos, say terrific twos. And when people say, oh, they're growing like weeds, we don't say that either. I think it's Psalm 128 and 3, I believe. But it says that your children are like olive plants around thy table. So, you know, instead of saying they're growing like weeds, they're growing like olive plants. So they're not wild and just, you know, running around. So we speak, you know, positively, speak positively over your children and enjoy them at whatever stage, because they're continually growing and you'll look up and the time has passed. And so I know that from experience. So they grow, they learn to do more things, and it just, the responsibility just changes. So just enjoy whatever season you're in with your children, you know, while you have them, as far as, you know, them being busy, if they tear something up or something breaks, and just learning, it's just stuff. You can replace the stuff, but you can't, you know, replace a child. So don't even worry about it. So that's just what I'll share, I guess, to young mothers. And I will pray as well. So we just thank you for this call, for everyone that is on it. Just thank you that you speak to each one individually in whatever space they're in their life. You deal with us where we are, and just show us that what we have is enough. You'll always provide for whatever, you know, we need. Just continue to bless us with ideas and ways to run our households, to be Proverbs 31 women, to be a blessing to our children and our husband. Just continue to look after us and let us take care, as Mecca said, of our temple, so that we can be all that we need to be as servants to you. And just remember to give everything to you in prayer and give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. I thank God for the two of you all. And I know that you all that are listening, you know surely why we were asked to be on this Wise Mothers Month. I really thank God for the both of you all. We're getting ready to open up the lines now. And as always, our first caller will be my mom, Pastor Mom, Pastor Willie B. McCoy. And Joy is opening up the line for her tonight. Hey, Mom, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to listen. I just listened to that. The girls that was on is just sweet. I just think they're sweet girls. And I just thank the Lord for them and how they things to do. Now, when I was coming up, I wasn't grown enough to teach the kids at home. I took them to school, and I thank you for them teaching their children at home. That's a good thing to do. And I really enjoyed what they said. Some things I don't forget. I'm going to have to go back and listen. Because they are sweet girls. And I thank the Lord. I didn't have quite as many children, but I had seven children to raise up. But I always would make a pie or something and tell the children, if you eat your vegetables, you can get some pie. And that's the way I got them to eat the vegetables. And I thank the Lord for you all, how you did that for your children. I just listen again. I'm going to just get the thing and listen all over again because I want to hear it all over again, what you all said. You some sweet girls, I tell you. I'm saying girls because with my age, you all are girls under me. So I thank the Lord for you all and thank you, Lord, for your prayers and everything. So I hope to see you. I won't tell Mecca that I didn't get to that pie Sunday. I wanted to see him get that pie. But maybe next time I'll get it and see what's going on. And I thank the Lord for you all so much. So, have a good day.
Lachelle, would you like to say something to Pastor Mom? Sister Mecca, Sister Michelle, Lachelle.
I guess I can say thank you for for those of you listening. Willie B is my great aunt, so I thank you for your words today. For just being able you see me grow up. Where I am, you know my family, and just to hear your words are just encouraging me, and I appreciate that, and I thank you for the being the matriarch that you are in our family, and just covering us in your prayers all the time, and always loving on us.
All right, I appreciate that, and just keep
Hello.
On. Doing what you're all doing. You're doing a good job.
Thank you.
And I love both of you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Michelle, I know you all. Did you have anything you wanted to say?
Sure. I had one of my little ones knocking on the door. I want to say thank you just for, again, your prayers and just for any encouragement. As the Bible says, older women teach the younger women. So, we're all in different stages, and you have, way more than us. So we are glad to be able to have you as well to, be an example. So we thank God for that. Thank God for you.
Amen. Thank you.
Now, Mom, is Pam there?
Pam
there?
Pam Sutherland come in and close the door. They're in the bed.
Oh, okay. Oh, they didn't listen to the pro. Okay, then. All right. I didn't know. I was going to give her an opportunity to speak. to say something if she wants
kids,
to.
They went to bed, so they go to bed.
All right, wonderful. All right. Well, Pastor Mom, I thank God for you. We love you, and we're going to go to the next one in line on the line tonight. And thank you, Pastor Mom, for all of your words of encouragement, even to these ladies, in Jesus' name.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Thank you all for letting me talk.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. You're the number one Shiro. There she rose, and you're my number one Shiro in the Lord. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So
Amen.
We're going to the next one in line now. And I love you, Mom.
I love you, too.
All righty. You got her on? Okay. Sister Treve, is that you?
Yeah, I knew you were coming to me next. Hey, Pastor Helen. Uh-huh. Hey, Sister Michelle and Sister Mecca, I'm Reverend Treva Kelly, and I'm Helen's good friend from L.A. that she was talking about. I've known her over 40
yeah.
years, and I want to,
yeah.
first of all, thank you guys for your beautiful testimonies, and really ministered to my heart. I was kind of under the weather, and I said, I'm just going to listen tonight, but then I heard my sister's voice. I said, okay, I got to answer, but I really enjoyed everything, ministered to my heart. And to my godchildren, to all the ministers and pastors, everybody there, and everybody, I just say hello and good evening, and God bless you from Carson, California, suburb of Los Angeles. And I really enjoyed your testimony. And you are young ladies, and I'm a young lady too. Praise God.
Now, Sister Treva, before you go, you said you were under the
yes,
weather.
Ma'am.
I'm going to ask for Sister Mecca or Sister Lachelle, both of them, would you please pray for Sister Treva tonight?
Thank you.
Okay, I'll go, Mrs. Mecca. Lord, we thank you for your strength, and we thank you for your healing power. We thank you, Lord,
yes,
that you have given our sister the strength to just call in and just let us hear our voice, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for you are the healer of our bodies, and we know that you're going to heal her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Whatever it is that may be ailing her at this time, may you show her part in the work that she may need to do in her healing, but also but trusting you to be able to heal in all ailments on this day right now in the name of Jesus. We pray your strength in her right now, and even if it's not immediate, it's not until tomorrow. Give her the energy to do what she needs to do between now and when your healing does occur, Lord. May she continue to trust you and continue to move in you as you are working each and every day, each and every minute, each and every second. In Jesus' name, amen.
Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much,
Sister Matthew. Yes, Sister Treva.
And also,
you can
also, my praise report is my sister was in a Sharinda was in a terrible accident, and she was in a rental car. The car was total, but she walked away from it. And she lives in Atlanta, Georgia. She's sore, but she's okay.
Hallelujah. Yes. I've been praying for her, coming against every spirit of injury from over her body. The girls told me, I didn't see it on my text until later on, and so we've been praying for Sister Sharinda.
Thank you, and
I thank God for you, and thank God that you're home and with traveling mercies and grace. And Lord willing, as the Lord says, the same, I'll talk to you maybe this weekend. All right.
All right. God bless y'all. I love you.
Okay. Love you too, Sister Treva, and talk with you later.
Talk to y'all later.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, we're opening the next one in line now. 551.
Oh, hi. This is Sister Rachel.
Hi. Sister Rachel,
cool.
How are you doing?
Yes, hi, Aunt Helen. Hi, everybody. It is such an encouragement to listen, and I know some tears came out because I was thinking of stuff and also praying while I was on. Listening to the recipes is so really encouraging because I like the smoothie one as well, and also about the chicken, and where you can put a little lemon juice with milk, and basically just use what you have in your home. The Lord give us all wisdom. I have 6 children. My oldest is, she'll be 21 next week. My oldest daughter, 3 girls and 3 boys. And my oldest son, he'll be 19. So I have the age group 20, 18, 12, 11, I mean 10, 9, and 7. So there's something else. And they're picky in certain ways of their eating habits. But God does give me a strategy strategically of what they would like and stuff, and I would cook it for them, and I thank God they would eat it. He blesses me with different things that I can make and freeze it in the freezer, and then we can just pop it out whenever I need to, because I do homeschool as well. And, like, we got to make time, you know, like we don't always have enough time to plan a meal. So when there's days when I can make meals, I make a bunch of it and put pans in the freezer, stack it in the freezer. So and make empanadas and stack it in the big freezer bags and stuff. And then I say, y'all can go and I can get those. And it's also good recipes of making healthy mozzarella sticks. Get the good whole wheat breadcrumbs, a little garlic powder, a little let me see. You can freeze the, like the cheese. You can get the block cheese and square them into like long little, not too long, but half long squares, and then just freeze them, and then you can dip it in like a little milk and stuff, and then just dip it into the breadcrumbs. That'd be a wet stuff because you don't have to use egg, and you can either pop them in the oven. Or the air fryer, and that'll be good. Not too much oil and stuff. So that would also be good because you got to definitely freeze the cheese and stuff. So I thank God for your when you was talking about the kale, and you can add the chicken sausage and a tomato. I'm sorry I'm not saying your names. Please forgive me because sometimes I don't always remember people's names, even after hearing. But y'all are so beautiful and such a blessing. And it's really nice to hear the strength that God gave y'all as y'all take care of your families. And that's really encouraging to me because I'm a divorced single mom now. And so it's really nice to see and hear how God is strengthening mothers everywhere.
Oh, glory to God. Sister Rachel, that is such a great blessing. And it's so good to, you know, what I love about hearing is that, you know, it's not that, you know, we're not chopped liver, those of us that are older, but it's so wonderful to hear young ladies. I'm not talking about young ladies, because you all are not really all that young, but we laugh, Joy laughed when I said that, you know, but I'm saying that in the sense that, but you still have that sense of not being, you know, real old. You're still in the midst of it. You're in the midst of what you're doing right now. You're in the middle of it, of raising your children and doing what God would tell you all, but all of you all to do. And so I just honor each one of you all. And thank you, Sister Rochelle, Rachel, for that call. Ladies, did you want to say anything to Sister Rachel, to Sister Mecca, or Sister Lachelle? Want to say anything to Rachel? Rachel. Lord have mercy.
Yeah.
I'm calling Sister Rachel. I'm calling you Rachel.
It's okay.
Sister Rachel. Now you know I know your name. So forgive me tonight.
I know,
you know, forgive
it's
me
all right.
tonight. That's one of those coupons.
My
I'm
kids
sorry.
Kill
I'm
me
so
when
sorry,
I say their name wrong.
Yeah, I sometimes call Joy Amber and Amber Joy and be calling them, you know, by different names, and I apologize tonight. Uh-huh. So, Sister Lachelle and Sister Mecca, did you want to say anything to Sister Rachel?
Oh, I just wanted to say I thank you for reminding me about those freezer meals. I know I've done that before in the past, and that comes in really handy when you take that prep time and get that done, you know, for that week or so, if you can do it for a month, you know. that really does help. And so it reminded me also I do like crock pot meals where I can, you know, throw some chicken in there, maybe some vegetables, and it's kind of all in one meal. So I love those too. So thanks for sharing that.
Yeah. Just to add on that, yeah, you mentioned the air fryer. So, you know, if you don't want to deep fry those chicken fingers, you can put them in the air fryer. And it's a great tool to have around the house. So, you know, if you see one for a good price, I encourage any mom to pick up one. You can do, you know, French fries, things that you would prefer to make in the oven, but you no longer have to wait for the oven to warm up. You get nice and crispy French fries out of the air fryer. So thank you for mentioning that, because I think that's a great household appliance for any mom.
Yes. I thank God for my godmom blessing me with that, my godmom and pastor mom. They blessed me with this, so I love them, and I thank them for blessing me.
Glory to God. Now, that is just awesome, because I don't even know what an air fryer is. That's a shame. So now I've got to have a date with me, an air fryer, you know, and so I can eat better and do better about different things. I just had been taking some medicine that I found out wasn't good for me, and when I did, I had to get off of it. I didn't know that it also caused weight gain. Some blood pressure medicine I was on and had me where I couldn't hardly even walk. I've been on that medicine for about 2 years and kind of been shaky for about 2 years, and I felt better in the last few days from not being on the medicine that I was on. And so I thank God for the different, as they call them, HACKs, hacks that you all are giving. One of the things I will look into is an air fryer. I talked to my girls about it and about getting an air fryer. Now, Sister Rachel, did you want to say anything else before we go?
No. Everything was pretty much said.
Well, I thank you so much for coming on and encouraging their hearts and sharing, again, some good information. And so what we're going to get ready to do now, we're not going to keep you long, because I promised the ladies I wouldn't keep them. I know they both have families. They have jobs and businesses that they're in. We've been on now about an hour and 21 minutes. And so is there anybody else on the line? Now, Joyce said there's nobody else who's pressed their number one key. We're going to give you another opportunity. If there's anybody else that wants to say anything to Sister Mecca and Sister Lachelle. Somebody else just got on. So somebody else just got on. And so I'm Barbara. Praise God. Apostle's on today. Apostle's on there. So did you open it up for her? Are you on, Apostle?
Yes. Praise the Lord.
All right.
Hello,
now.
Everybody.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Wow. I just want to thank all of you all tonight. I enjoyed your hosting, Pastor Price. Wonderful, wonderful hosting you did tonight. our engineer, Minister Joy, who's engineering tonight. And then I want to thank Sister Mecca and Sister Lachelle. What a wonderful program tonight. Mm-hmm. I just sat here. I'm still out of town, but the phone still works. And I was going to listen in the archives. I wanted to hear it live.
Hallelujah.
So I thank you both so much. And, you know, the things that you were saying, you know, about your lives, the testimonies, and even about your friendship and about your families, it was very heartfelt. And I just want you to know I sincerely appreciate, you know, that you guys came on the broadcast. And I kept thinking of the scripture that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And so I know that you both have overcome, and you're overcoming as well. And even the testimony that you gave tonight, people said that it was a blessing. And I know that in times ahead that your testimony are going to be a blessing to others. Somebody may pick up this or listen to this broadcast, and it may be 20, 30, 40, 50 years from now, and the blessings will still keep flowing in their lives through the two of you. Just thank you so much. And your friendship, too, even a blessing of talking about that And as you were talking, I was both of you were talking about your friendship. I was thinking how so many people say that women can't be friends, and you know, a lot of things are said about women's friendship. But when God puts two people together and have them to be friends, or a group of women together and they're friends, that's a beautiful thing when God will pick your friends out. And I know that the Lord has picked out, you know, the two of you as friends, and I praise God for that. So thank you so much for sharing. And once again, thank you to Pastor Price and Minister Joy for just, as they say, holding the fort down. So God bless you all. Have a blessed night.
Thank you, Apostle. Did you all want to say something to Sister Mecca and Sister Lachelle to Apostle before she goes?
I just want to say thank you for having us on and allowing us to an opportunity to share. Until I was asked, I had not considered myself a viable candidate to be a guest on the program. But, you know, like I said, you never know. I don't always say, but like what I know for sure is you never know how God will use you. And I know that, you know, take advantage of every opportunity to share what God is doing. That's something that I have to remind myself, you know, being, I said I was introverted earlier, but as I've gotten older, just I know that part of my growth is to recognize that I need to stop when I completely take myself out of miss the opportunity to engage with someone else, then I miss the opportunity to encourage them in the Lord. And so I just have to,
amen.
So this was another opportunity that I wouldn't have thought of until I was asked. So I thank you. Thank you all for inviting me and allowing me to be a guest.
Amen. Hey, Apostle Kizzy, this is Lachelle. I just want to say thank you as well for asking us both to be on here together. That was good. And I just ask that God continue to bless your ministry, that it
Amen.
Continues to grow and reach more people. So I thank you and ask blessings for you. And I've learned a lot just being on here myself. So, Mecca, even though we're in somewhat different spaces, that makes
yeah.
it, you know, all the greater because we learn from each other and we share ideas and you can see different viewpoints and different sides of it. But that's kind of the beauty of
yeah.
it. We're all in different spaces, but we can all learn from each other. So just thank you for God blessing you with the platform to reach so many people. So
amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Barbara. Now, Apostle,
I want to say
I'm getting ready to close up.
Yeah, I just want to say one last thing. Thank you, Pastor Price,
yes.
again, because this was your vision. And, you know, to have the two ladies on tonight. But when you said it, you know, I felt like Elizabeth, you know. I felt a leap in my spirit. Hallelujah. So I thank you for the vision that the Lord gave to you.
Yeah, there you go. Because I have to give glory to God because, you know, he placed them upon my heart. And sometimes we can watch people vicariously from a distance. And we can see, when I was younger, there were ones who watched me as I raised the six children that I had when they were coming up, and how God blessed me, you know, when I was younger at that time. And as you get older, you see people coming in that pathway who are making it and are still going forth in the things of God. And then God honors his own. God honors his own. And I believe, Apostle, that this is a catapulting time. This is whenever anybody is on your program, God will always catapult them to the next level of ministry that he has them too.
Yeah.
I've seen it happen over
yeah.
and over and over again. So I thank God that for Sister Mecca and for Sister Lachelle, that this will be a point of that God will catapult you even into that next level of ministry that he has called the both of you all to, just as you did when you were in college and you had the Divas started. And I noticed, Sister Lachelle, that you're involved with your children in different kinds of ministries and pageants and different things that he's had you involved with. So I thank the Lord that the both of you all, I call you all that dynamic duo in Christ. So as we begin to close tonight, I want to give you all the opportunity, Sister Lachelle and Sister Mecca, to give us closing words, remarks, and the closing prayer. And Apostle, you can stay on if you want to till the end, you know? But if you want to go, is she gone off already? Is she already off?
Joe? No, I'm still here.
Oh, you're still here, so you can do that. So we're going to ask you all to give us your closing words of encouragement and closing prayer. Each one of you all, as you said before about God will always give us different perspectives, and I always like to have ones to pray. I pray, but I always love when I hear other people pray too. I love my husband when he prays because he has a certain perspective that he comes in faith. So each one of you all, you might say, well, why both? But I believe that it's a reason that God would have you all to do that. I want to thank you all for coming on the program. You all blessed my heart tonight. Had me in tears, and I still am kind of full tonight as I get off the program. And I thank you, Apostle, for coming on. I'm so honored that you asked me to be the host tonight. And I thank God for you. I pray that you're really having a great time. Did Ministry Lane want to say anything, Apostle? Was she listening tonight? Oh, okay.
No.
She's asleep. I just wanted to honor her in case she. Okay.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure.
We're up early and out in the morning.
Yeah,
amen.
I understand. All right. So I'm going to ask now if Sister Mecca and Sister Lachelle, Sister Lachelle and Sister Mecca, would you all give us closing remarks and then a closing prayer from each one of you?
Okay, this is Sister Lachelle. I'll go. My closing remarks would just be to encourage everyone in the listening audience to just know that wherever you are in your walk with the Lord, it's your walk, and don't, you know, allow anyone to judge that. You build your relationship with God and to where you can hear what he's saying, let him speak into your life, and just walk that path. We're all unique. We're all different, but he desires the best for us. He knows us the best. He knows all the facts. So some, you know, everybody doesn't know all the facts. They may see this, a little bit of this, a little bit of that about us, but he knows everything. So stay close with the Lord, and he will direct your path. So that's what I encourage everybody to do. So I just pray that everyone walks with the Lord and gets to know him more and more, and know that every day that you wake up, no matter what's going on in your life, whether it's up, it's down, if you still have breath in your body, you can wake up and say, Lord, you're not done with me yet. There's still something for me to do in whatever space it is. If it's just, if you're in the bed and you can't move, you can still say a kind word. God can still use you no matter where you are. And just, I just pray that God speaks to everyone's heart to know that he can use you, and he's not done with you yet either. Amen.
Amen.
I guess in my closing remark, I just want to, I guess what keeps coming to mind right now this day is to just tell our listening audience, just remind them, similar to what Lachelle is saying, is just trust in the Lord with all your heart, and as long as you trust him, he's got a plan, and if you trust him, he always takes care of it. And and I can't remember the other I'm sorry, my thoughts have gotten away from me, but just trust him. Trust him to do it, because like she mentioned, he knows all. And there's a song, and the words in that song says, I'm fully known and loved by you. So God knows your good, God knows your bad, God knows your high, he knows your low, and he still loves you. And just know and trust
in that, and he will never leave you, nor will he forsake you. And that's what I can say. And what I will also say is, going back to what I said earlier, making sure you're taking care of yourself, because you don't want to allow yourself to be broken down mentally, physically, which can take you out of being able to take care of your family. So those are really, that's a really just an important point. Mental health is such a, so prevalent right now, that trust in God is a huge piece of giving you that foundational balance to having a strong spirit, a strong mind, in Christ. And so I'll pray. Lord, I thank you for this program. I thank you for this ministry. And I just pray, Lord, that you will continue to grow this ministry, grow the audience of this ministry, and as they continue to push forward and continue to do the work that you have for them to do. And I pray, Lord, for everyone who hears this program, that you would continue to remind them that you love them, no matter where they are in their lives right now, no matter what they've been through in the past. Those are all foundations to where they're going to be in the future. And the most important things they have to remember is that you love them as they are, and as long as they trust you and they seek you, then you will take care of it. And I thank you and praise you for your word. I thank you for your love. I thank you for the strength that you've put into each and every mother that's out there, because mothers are a precious jewel to not only their children, but to other family members. That nurturing spirit goes far beyond even our own children, and we thank you for that. We thank you, Lord, for the things that you've placed on the heart of a woman, that nurturing spirit, that loving spirit, to just love as you love us. And we thank you and praise you, Lord, for your strength and the truth of who we are. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you all so much. I thank God for the both of you. Ask God's blessings upon you, your husbands, your children, your family, the work of the ministry, upon your job, your businesses, and may God bless you all exceeding abundant over and above. And Apostle Kizzy, are you there? Is she still there?
Yes. Yes.
Would you do me the biggest favor and close us out today like you usually do in your program?
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for all that you've done tonight, the things that we've seen, things that we haven't even seen, Lord God, that you've done. And we just bless your name, Lord. We just bless you. We bless you. We bless you. We ask you, Lord, to strengthen each and every one tonight, Pastor Price, Minister Joy, Sister Mecca, and Sister Lachelle. Strengthen each and every one of them with might in the inner man by your Holy Spirit, Lord God. Redeem this time of coming together tonight, Lord, that we know that everyone has to get up early in the morning, Lord, and have things to do tomorrow. But just redeem the time, Lord, that as they go on and get up tomorrow, that they'll be just so refreshed as if they hadn't even spent this time up tonight. And I'll include me in that too, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, we just bless you. We thank you. We love you so very much. And we give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. May you all have a very blessed night, each one of you.
And thank you. We invite you to enjoy the entire family of Get 'Em Radio broadcasts by calling 619-639-4733. That's 619-639-4733. Now, mark your calendar and set your cell phone alarm. Meet us for Sunday school every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Eastern. Bible study every Monday at 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. Prophetic Healing every second Wednesday, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And the Thursday edition of Get 'Em Radio every Thursday at 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. And finally, the Friday night edition of Get 'Em Radio every Friday at 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. When you have an opportunity, please Google Get 'Em Radio. That's GITM Radio. Click our Blog Talk Radio site and you'll be able to listen to this broadcast in its entirety, as well as our on-demand archives. And while you're on the site, click the follow button and you'll get a reminder via email of all our upcoming episodes. If you're involved in a home, small, or parachurch ministry and would like to be a guest on Get 'Em Radio, please contact us at getemradio@gmail.com. That's GITM radio@gmail.com. Or call us at 903-776-4486. That's 903-776-GITM. We'd love to hear from you. Also, meet us on Facebook at God in the Midst, M-I-D-S-T, and like us because we like you too. God bless and have a blessed rest of the day.